Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's
local and loyal programming.
Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern, and the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin, and so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast that you're listening to right now. Thank you so much, called Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. It is a daily podcast, 365 days a year, and each day we talk to an author about all of the things related to their career, their book, their life, and more in 30 minutes or less, because who has time? I am now an author myself, although I wasn't when I started this podcast, and you can get my new memoir, Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, wherever books are sold starting July 1st, and my children's book, Princess Charming. You can learn more about me at ZibbyOwens.com, but really, you're here to learn more about the authors, and that is what we're going to do. Also, be sure to check out all the other podcasts in the Zcast Podcast Network. You can learn more at ZcastNetwork.com, and definitely check out those shows as well.
Today is a special week for Zibby Books because we have announced our spring season of books launching in 2023 and are releasing one cover each day for this week of September 19th on at Zibby Books on Instagram. So check it out and follow along and see what our first books coming out starting in February 2023 are all about on Zibby Books. And while you're at it, check out the new Zibby Mag, ZibbyMag.com, which we launched last week and is the new literary lifestyle destination. Check it out.
Erica L. Sanchez is the author of Crying in the Bathroom, a memoir, which, by the way, I could have titled my own memoir because I've spent so much of my life crying in the bathroom. She is a Mexican-American poet, novelist, and essayist. Her debut poetry collection, Lessons on Expulsion, was published by Grey Wolf in July 2017 and was a finalist for the PEN America Open Book Award. Her debut young adult novel, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, published in October 2017 by Knopf Books for Young Readers and was a New York Times bestseller and a National Book Award finalist. It is now being made into a film directed by America Ferrera.
Most recently, Sanchez published a critically acclaimed memoir and essays titled Crying in the Bathroom with Viking Books. She was a Fulbright Scholar, a 2015 Ruth Lilly and Dorothy Sargent Fellow for the Poetry Foundation, a 2017 to 2019 Princeton Arts Fellow, a 2018 recipient of the 21st Century Award from the Chicago Public Library Foundation, and a 2019 recipient of the National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship. She is the Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz Chair at DePaul University in Chicago. And you can tell I did not speak Spanish in school, but I'm trying. Welcome, Erica. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Crying in the Bathroom, a memoir.
Thank you for having me.
I actually thought about calling my book Bookends. I thought about calling it Crying in the Bathroom because I do that so much in my book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I really, well, as soon as this came across my desk or my email or whatever, I was like, oh my gosh, yes to this book. Yes, 100%. Thank you. Why don't you tell listeners a little about the memoir and why you found yourself crying in the bathroom, or even the most recent time you found yourself crying in the bathroom?
Oh, I don't even remember the last time, which is a good thing.
Ooh, that is a good thing.
Yeah, wow.
Mine was yesterday, by the way.
Oh, wow. Do you want to share?
No, go ahead. Okay.
Right. So I wrote this book because I like to challenge myself to write in the different genres because I love, you know, poetry, I love nonfiction, and I love fiction. And so after finishing my novel and selling it and not knowing what to do next, someone asked me to write an essay about ambition, which ended up being the title essay, Crying in the Bathroom. And once I wrote that, I felt like I had found the next project. And so it was really exciting to write so many different areas of my life into this book, and then also incorporate different books and pop culture and, you know, my favorite feminists, etc. Like I really enjoyed braiding it all together. And I wrote the book, you know, that I wanted as I was growing up, as cliche as that is, but it's true. I wanted to write about being a brown girl, a brown woman, and trying to make a life for herself, a life of, you know, self-reliance, independence, art, etc. And so, yeah, it was an ambitious project and it took a long time. But yeah, I love what came out of it.
It's great. It's really great. And your voice just like flies off the page. You know, it's great. You're funny and like a bit irreverent, and it's just awesome. It's really immersive. I love, it's almost like a memoir and essays style writing, which I also happen to love. You start out by sharing the intimate details of your nether regions, which is always a nice way to get to know somebody.
Yeah. It was an interesting way to begin.
Tell me about that decision.
Yeah. Well, I'm so tired of feeling ashamed of my body, you know, and I was raised Catholic and, you know, raised in this culture where like the female body was a place of sin. And so you had to like, you know, keep yourself pure. And I always rejected that notion. I thought it was stupid because men weren't held to these standards. And so I really wanted to start off on a rebellious note, and that was it. It's like, I'm going to talk about my vagina, and you want to come along for this ride, that's great. If you don't, you better get off right now.
You find another book.
Yeah, because it's not going to make you comfortable, probably. So I just wanted to, you know, be the punk kid I was in high school and continue that thread of rejecting the status quo and, you know, fighting against these notions of what a woman's supposed to be and how she's supposed to act.
How is a woman supposed to be? Do we have an answer for that?
Well, I could tell you what people thought I was supposed to be like.
Okay, let's try. Let's start there.
I was supposed to be very family oriented, very pious, you know, church going, God loving, traditional in all ways, you know, wait till I get married to move out of the house, find a partner who was, you know, also Mexican, also Catholic, have children, sacrifice everything for these children. I mean, it goes on and on. There are so many expectations that, you know, we experience as women in Mexican culture and still here in the United States. We're supposed to be like martyrs all the time, right? And I just don't believe in that. I don't buy it. I don't want it. I don't want my daughter to believe that. I don't want other women to think that. So yeah, I want to perhaps create a framework for young women to see the possibilities for a different kind of life. You know, like, it doesn't have to be the way that your parents expect you to be. It doesn't have to be the way that society is expecting you to be. You know, it's really up to you. And so I wanted to encourage that sort of agency throughout.
It's hard though to, not rebel is the wrong word, but it's hard to break out against all of the expectations, which feel so firm. You know, it's like getting out of a cookie cutter. What are you going to do? You're going to like pick it up and scurry out underneath, or are you going to smush it off to the side? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's lonely too, because, you know, not everyone's with you. Everyone's thinking you're crazy.
Yep.
And, you know, the path that I took was very different from any path that my parents had ever seen. So they were very confused. The rest of my family was confused. You know, I was confused, but I knew that I wanted something bigger. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to travel. I wanted to be independent. I wanted to wait to have a family if I was going to have one. And so, yeah, it's painful because a lot of people disagree, reject you, whatever. But that's the price I was willing to pay.
I also think sometimes when you know deep down, like what's in your own heart and what you should do, and then you go for it, I think that makes many people feel uncomfortable because they may know and have decided like kind of not to go for it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're having this example of you, it actually like threatens their own sense of stability in a way, right? Like, oh, if she's doing this, like, should I be doing, like, well, she can't do that. Like, that's not allowed. You know, like, no. We've all agreed to this like social contract that we're going to do it this way, even though it's painful. Why is she not doing it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think that it causes a lot of discomfort sometimes because of that. And I'm like really not sorry about any of it. So that makes people feel some sort of way as well.
Well, you're not trying to hurt anyone. You're just trying to do it your way.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it's not about, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not suggesting you should feel apologetic in any way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, good. You know, I know you needed me to say that. This, I'm a complete stranger who you've never met and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I feel better now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As kids get older, some things about parenting can get easier. I mean, not many, but some. But others don't, like having conversations about money. Point is, kids
won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids can learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. I got Greenlight debit cards for my kids. The greatest thing, you can actually add their photos that take up half the card. So when I handed the cards to the kids, they were like, this is so exciting. So they look great. Unfortunately, I only put the required 2 cents on at the beginning to make sure they worked. So the kids were like, well, what should I spend my 2 cents on? Anyway, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/Zibby. That's greenlight.com/Zibby to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Zibby.
Tell me about becoming a writer.
Oh man, I feel like I was born to be a writer. I know that sounds really romantic, but I have always loved to read. I became really just enamored with poetry when I was about 12, and that changed everything for me. I realized that it was something that really made me feel alive, and that it created an opportunity for me to feel free and to be myself and express all the things I couldn't express to anyone. And so poetry became like this really, really important part of my life very early on, and it remains that way. And you know, for me, everything goes back to poetry, and I write prose the way I do because of poetry. And so, you know, I was just like a very alienated kid. I loved to read books, and I had all these questions. I had all these like philosophical quandaries. I was really into art, and you know, it was a lonely existence because no one else was really there with me, you know? And so poetry was my rock, I suppose, and it allowed me to feel free.
I feel like reading, I mean, I don't know which poet, I remember reading Walt Whitman in school and being like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. I can't believe it. Like, I have some of these thoughts, like, you know, not to compare myself to Walt Whitman. That's not what I mean. Just like,
no, I know what you mean. I felt the same way about Walt Whitman specifically. I was like, wow, this whole notion of pantheism that he had, I was like, that makes so much sense to me, rather than to like worship some dude in the sky. Like, that didn't really jive with me. And so I loved poetry because it gave me like a spirituality that was very different from the one that I was, you know, given.
Yeah. Well, this is why books are so important, you know?
Yeah, exactly. they change your whole life. They really do.
They do. What are you reading now, by the way?
I am reading, what's it called? The Family Outing. It hasn't come out yet, but it's really good. I'm almost done. I did a panel with Jessie, and she was really interesting. And so I started reading it, and I just couldn't stop. So I'm really into that. And also How to Be an Anti-Racist, which yep. I think everyone should read. And I love how accessible the book is. Like, he's talking about really, you know, quote unquote academic concepts, but it doesn't feel that way. And anyone can read it. Anyone can learn from it and change and be better. And so I find it very exciting. I feel like I should have read it already, but you know, that's how I always feel.
He has a new book out called How to Raise an Anti-Racist. And I just had him on the podcast, Dr. Kendi, to talk about that. And like his first book, it's all about, you know, he uses all this information about his own life and his daughter, you know, how his, what his wife's pregnancy was like. And it's almost a memoir coupled with all these other statistics and studies, and ultimately convincing people of anything is most persuasively done, I think, with the story. And that's what he's done. He's like shared his whole life. And anyway, he is so bright and oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would love to meet him. He seems just so wonderful. And I love the book so far. I haven't finished it, but it's really opening up something in my brain that is very exciting.
It's awesome. Well, in the Wall Street, I'm not sure when this episode is coming out, but the day today that we're doing this episode, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal by Elizabeth Bernstein, who I love, by the way. She always writes these great columns. But today was on the power of crying and why it's so important for us all to cry.
I need to read that.
I should have sent it to you before this or something, but you can Google it afterwards. In fact, I read the whole article out loud to my husband as we dropped one of the kids off the camp this morning, because I was like, listen how important this is, because I cry a lot. I like to cry, and I, you know, but it really was showing all the benefits to your body, how it literally calms down your nervous system and makes you feel better, and the lack of crying when you're upset can cause harm, and that by crying, you open yourself up to that connection and hugging and, you know, just commiseration, empathy, all that, that's so important for connection. And anyway, and then I have this crying in the bathroom, and then it's just like, we're like in a cry fest morning situation, but it's like, ode to crying.
No, it's great. Apparently I'm glad to hear it, because I've been crying pretty hard for like 37 years.
38. Happy birthday. Well, what are you working on next?
Well, I am working on poems, which I've neglected for a little bit because of all these revisions and all these, you know, obligations, but poetry is where my heart is, so I have to go back to it. I'm feeling really good about what's coming together. And also, I have two competing ideas for a novel, not young adult, and I want to see which one reveals itself to me first. And so I'm just trying to, like, you know, relax right now because of my tour. You know, I have so many things to do. The book's about to come out. The movie's going to be in production soon. And so, yeah, I'm trying to take it easy. No pressure on myself. Also a children's book.
Ooh. So,
yeah, I've been working on that, but that also is something that I am going to take my time with and just really enjoy the process.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you have any advice for aspiring authors?
I think I always tell young writers that they need to make friends with rejection, and that rejection is simply a part of being a writer, and they can't just give up when they're rejected, because it's going to happen a lot. And so I think that is really important, and not to take it personally. I mean, I've been rejected tons of times. My novel was rejected a lot. My poetry was rejected a lot. You know, it just took like a belief in the work, and then also just this determination to have it published at any cost. And so just be really persistent, but also focus on the craft of the work first. Make it the best possible thing that you can make it, and then worry about the selling of it. You know, like, it's important to like really enjoy it, because otherwise it's not worth it. It really isn't, because it's kind of a nightmare of a career. In
Awesome. Way to inspire everybody. Thank you for that.
I just want to be real. It was rough, but do it if you love it. Do it if you love it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Erica. This is so fun. Congratulations on your book. Thank you for sharing and enabling so many others to share. And, you know, if people are uncomfortable, that's okay. Sometimes that's what they're supposed to be, to make them rethink things. So it's okay.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, best of luck. And it was great to connect. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.